Today, today's year? Today's year is dedicated to ladies, the earth of Menachem Mendel, but the Yoyna HaLevi. So the year is dedicated to his memory. Before Yom Tov, we ran through quickly part of the Braisa on Day Some Day. The Mishnah on Day Some Aleph gives you the earliest Zman Kriya Shema Shalavis and the latest Zman Kriya Shema Shalavis. So the earliest man, the Mishnah doesn't call it any machlokes. It just says you cannot be Yotze Kriya Shema before Seifa Tuchovim. The latest man, the Mishnah gave three sheets. The first opinion was Phil Sapashmur HaRishonis until the first third of the night. Second opinion was Phil Chazot. And the third opinion was all night long. Hashiyala Amur Hashah. The Gemara quotes the bright on the base, the two brights. One bright from the Tosefta, and then a later bright on base on the base. One bright to quote, Name of Sai Maskilim Likris Kiryash Mabaris, Mishosha Miliyadim Mechnotim Lecho Pisom Diavish Shavot is Zira Neva Chamamam, Mishosha Kanam Kakoyim Lecho Bichumasim. Similar to the Tosefta. So the first bright to quote, the Machloikis Hatanoim, whether it's Tosefta Kachovim, or it's some other's man. Yishosha b'nei yodim echnosim lechol pitom di'avi shabbosos. When is that? Rashi says later that's a little after Tzeitah Chacham. People finish davening Ma'ariv on Friday night, then they go and eat. So it's a little after Tzeitah Chacham. The next bright quotes more than two sheets. That's where we left off in the middle of that bright. Or middle of this bright is ready not as a set. It's a different bright. Name of time, Askil, Nikra, Shema, Barab. When is the earliest man? Yishosha kiddush hayom di'avi shabbosos divrei ablezer. What do you mean, Mishor Shekidish Hayom? The Rashi says, from the time that Ben Hashmoshes begins. There is a din, you have to be Moshe Mechayel Al HaKodesh, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos, earlier, before Ben Hashmoshes. What if the person wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, he wasn't Moshe Mechayel Al HaKodesh? So then he has to observe the Yisra Malacha when Ben Hashmoshes begins. When does Ben Hashmoshes begin? So we discussed this, a Machlekes HaTaran. This one is going to come back to that again on the last part. There is a Machlekes HaTaran between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, where the Ben Hashmoshes is a long period of time. Abin Asmash is a hair fine, it's only one moment. So Rav Yossi's opinion is that it's Vadayom for about 20-25 minutes after the Shkia, and then there's a hair fine, there's a moment, a half a minute's time that's Abin Asmash, and after that half minute is up, then it's Pesach Kehom. And Rav Yossi's opinion is no, that starting from the Shkia, for the first 25 minutes or so, 25-35 minutes, whatever it is after the Shkia, that whole period is called Abin Asmash. So when is Mishor Shekidish Hayom? According to Rav Yossi, It's a half a minute before Tzeitah Kehovim. So that's not what the bride is. The bride is not following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Mishor Shekidush Hayom means from Shkia. From the time that it's Shkia. That's when Ben Hashmoshes begins. So the first time it says, that's when you can be Yotzei Kriyas Shema. The second time, that's Divrei Ablezer. The second time Rabbi Shua says, the same as the Mishnah. From Tzeitah Kehovim. Mishor Shekidush Hayom Mitoharim Lechol B'Chumot. From Tzeitah Kehovim. The third time Rabbi Meir says, from the time that the Kohanim go to Mikveh, when do the Kohanim go to Mikveh? They go before Beit HaShemashes begins. So Rabbi Yehuda asks of Rabbi Meir, how can that be? Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Valla Kohanim, Yom Yomim, Taibulim. The Kohanim have to go to Mikveh before Beit HaShemashes, and Rabbi Yehuda, she tells the whole that Beit HaShemashes begins at Shkia, so the Kohanim go to Mikveh before sunset.
Okay.
So that's when people are going to sleep. How can you say that B'shosh B'chol B'shosh M'yodim Hofim Lishon? All the shittas of the Tanaim are, we explained last time, all the shittas are, when is the Shabbat Shabbat Adam Nechnasim Lishka, when the people go to sleep. Normal people don't go to sleep so early, so they're worrying about the Niyot Bnei Yodim. When do the Niyot Bnei Yodim go to sleep? Because the Rabban explains that it says here, B'shach B'chol B'kumech B'osh Yochid, so the Halacha is Nikva, based on when the Niyot Bnei Yodim go to sleep. And the same thing, the Kumech, when the Niyot Bnei Yodim wake up. What the Mishnah says later on, that you can recite Kriyas Mashal Shachri is so late, up until the end of 3 hours of the day, till the end of the first quarter of the day, she came down B'nai Malachim, Lama, B'gim, Ashraz, B'yam. The B'nai Malachim wake up. No, we're not all B'nai Malachim. So what has it got to do with us? But the Ramban explains that since there is a group of people who wake up so late in the morning, that's called the Kornachah, because it's written in the Chumash, B'lashim Yachid, when the Yechidim are waking up, so the same, the Shach B'chom, when the Yechidim are going to sleep, so the Taman here, have a Machlekes, and if I have a minute that I put my children to sleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that's already called the Niyot Bnei Yodim.
Yeah, no, see, my focus on the Niyot Bnei Yodim, as far as
I don't think so. I think they agree that there's a myth that he ought to go to sleep skiing. Myth. But there's a bigger myth that he ought to go to sleep 10 minutes after skiing. There's a bigger myth. Right. So the question is, where do you draw the line? We know over here that you judge based on the myth that he ought to go to sleep. Because it says, now why do you go with this Lashon Yachid? You don't take it. There's just one or two people in the whole wide world who are going to sleep at that time. You don't consider that Zman Shechiva. You have to have some significant amount that it should be called a miyut. So which miyut do we consider? So they all agree that there is a miyut to go to sleep, a shkia miyut to go to sleep 10 minutes late, miyut to go to sleep later time, different periods of time.
They didn't have
electric lights, and they didn't want to spend money on candles to stay up all night like we do. So they used to go to sleep according to when the shiur was. Most people went to sleep because it was a function of the shiur. So the first time it says, that the earliest you can say Kriya Shema is Shkia. Shor Shkia is Hayom, when Shkia. At Shkia is the beginning of Be'en Hashmos. The next time of Rabbi Shua is the same as the Mishnah, Kriya Shekuchom. The next time is Rav Meir, when the Kohanim go to Mikveh. So Rav Yudah argues with Rav Meir, how can it be when the Kohanim go to Mikveh? They go to Mikveh before Be'en Hashmos, Zayin before Shkia. So no one is there. Very few people are going to sleep then. So the Gemara answers on the bottom of the Daf. The Gemara has three lines from the bottom of the Daf. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Mar says in the Bryce Omar, Rabbi Yudah argues with Rav Meir, Hakra Meir saying when the Kohanim go to Mikveh. But look, how did about your name tells me? If I'm going to mix it before the sunset, make the more sharp come there of you and me, it's a good time. How can a mayor say that that this man, Kriya Shema Shalav, is the shock of common people, normal people are going to sleep, is before the ski, when Kohanim are going to be told to mix everything in my name? But a mayor, how come away? The mayor answers Rabbi Yudah like this. Nisav is on Rabbi Nashmash, the Dorkamina. You think that I'm speaking your language? Rabbi Yudah has a machlek with Rabbi Yossi and Ben Mamad Likin. In Paris Mamad Likin, the second Paris in Shabbos, when is the Ben Ashmash? So Rabbi Yudah says that it's a whole period of time, starting from Shkia for the next 25 minutes till Sefer Kaham. That's all Ben Ashmash. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, the first 24 and a half minutes is Bada Yom. The last half a minute is a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila, and after the 25 minutes are up, then it's Badai Lila. So Rav Meir holds like Rav Yossi. He's speaking the language of Rav Yossi. I know, I've been Ashmash to Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi been Ashmash to Herifayans, and Nichnas is a Yossi. And it doesn't mean a Herifayan, the first Herifayan after Shkia. Doesn't mean a second, a half a minute after Shkia says the home. No. He holds the same as Rav Yudah. The Gemara said the same as like that. He holds the same as Rav Yudah, that it's around 25 minutes after. The Gemara has, in fact, two versions of Rav Yossi. Whether his terrifying is after, is the last terrifying of the 25 minutes of Rav Yudah, or it's the next terrifying. But whatever it is, at least he holds that the first 24 and a half minutes for sure of Adayom. So according to Rav Yossi, when they hold like Rav Yossi, the Kohen and go to Mikveh, can still go to Mikveh 20 minutes, 23 minutes, 24 minutes after the Shkia. But that's what he says, that's for sure. So, Shabbat Yodim, welcome Lishon. Well, what is the term Harav Shemesh? Oh, means for the Tamid. The Pashit, most of the Rishonim learned the way we have the years in the Gemara, but I'm not linking Harav Shemesh for a person with Tamid. And he went to Mikveh, so he's still not permitted to eat the Truma until Harav Shemesh. So the Pashit Pshat is when Pesach HaKohavim comes. So when is Pesach HaKohavim? So according to Rabbi Yudah, it's, let's say, 25 minutes after the Shkia. According to Rabbi Yudah, it may be a Harafai after that. The two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's a half minute after Rabbi Yehuda or at the same time as Rabbi Yehuda. That's the way we have the Girsa. The Zohar Goyim says that it's a misprint of the Gemara in Rebbe Mavlikin. He says that where it says there, Rabbi Meir should say Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that it's all wrong. He says the way we think it's all wrong. He says the Harav Shemesh means when you start a new time period. So he says according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the person was tummy all day long, and then he went to the mikveh, so he's tummy till the next time period enters. Then as the next time period enters, when it becomes Ben Ashmash, when that Herifayin comes. But as according to Rav Yudah, the next time period enters at Shkia, when the Ben Ashmash begins. That's already the Harav Shemesh. That's what the Zohar Gaon has a chish. And all of the Rishonim have the gears to the way we have in the Gemara. That explicitly contradicts the Gemara.
No, he didn't understand it. He didn't understand.
No, Rav Yudah thought Rav Yudah's sheet is that Ben Ashmash begins at Shkia.
Yeah, in other words,
so when do the Kohanim go to Mikveh? Before Shkia.
But they can go before Erev Shemesh. There's nothing before Shkia. They went before Erev Shemesh, right?
Yeah.
And Erev Shemesh is even later than Shkia. They've got the paper in the Hubbard. What's the whole country of Israel there later?
No. The Yehuda knows that all the Rishonim hold like this, that Pein HaShemesh is a Sati Kem Sotek Laila. It's a din. It's not that we don't know. It's a din. The Rishonim writes in Yumin. Since it has elements of Yom and elements of Laila, it's to be treated as a Sotek. Whenever you have something that's assigned to the Sati, the Allah says you have to treat it like it's a Sotek. It's not that we have forgotten when Seisha Kehovim is. We have forgotten when Laila is. We know when Yom is, we know when Laila is, we know that Pein HaShemesh has elements of Yom and Laila, so the Allah says you have to treat it as a word of it. It's not really a subject. So so all the Rishonim assume that a person has to be Tovel in the Mikvah before the Pein HaShemesh series begins, and it's not considered Har Shemesh that it should be Tohar Legamre for the purpose of eating Truma till it says a Kahomarai. That's all the regular Rishonim assume. So this fellow, the Kohen, who wants to be tabled for the purpose of eating Truma, is going to have to be tabled before Shkia. So Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbi Meir, before Shkia there's a group of people who are going to sleep. The little babies are going to sleep then. All the people are not going to sleep, so that's Pecha Miyuta to Miyuta. How can you say the Shachpecha? So Rabbi Meir answers Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not speaking your language, so you hold that Ben HaShemesh begins at Shkia, and everybody has to be tabled before Shkia. I hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Ben HaShemesh doesn't begin till either the last terrifying of Rav Yehuda's mind or the terrifying following that month. So for the first 23, 24, 24 and a half minutes or so, it's still Bada Yom. So the Kohanim should be tabled then. So since he's talking about his mind, that's 20 minutes after Shkia, there is a Miyaz Ben Yodim who's got to go to sleep at that time. So that's Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Meir's mind of the Shach Lechot. The first time in the Brayta Rav Leza holds that his mind of the Shach Lechot is Shkia. And the next time holds the Kohanim, Rabbi Shua. And Rav Meir's mind is around 20, 25, 24 minutes or so after the Shkia. That's his mind.
This
would
be
safe
for him.
Very little thought.
Anachanami,
very little thought. When the Kohanim goes to Mikvah, up until that Harifai, and someone will go a few minutes before, they're not going to wait till Mamish the last second because they may make a mistake. So it's around 5 minutes before Tzeis Hashem, a few minutes before Tzeis Hashem. And the last time in the Brayta, Rav Chanina Oymanish. Rav Chanina Oymer, Rav Chanina says, Mishor Sha'ani Nichnas Lechal Pitah, it's not the last time. Mishor Sha'ani Nichnas Lechal Pitah Melech. When the poor people go to eat supper, the poor people can't afford to have candles burning all night, because they're going to eat every night of the year. I'm not talking about Shabbat candles. They're going to eat every night of the year earlier than the wealthy people. Those people can afford to have electricity, they can afford to have the candles burning all night. Rav Chanina says, Mishor Sha'ani Nichnas Lechal Pitah Di Melech. That's the Shaila. When is that? We're going to discuss it. When is that? And the last time in the Brayta, either Rabbi Choy or another version is Rabbi Acha says, Mishor Sha'roi Bnei Yodim Echnosim Lehasev. When most people, when the wealthier people, go to eat supper. So when, how do these Zmanim relate to each other? That's the Gemara Shaila. Some of them we know, the Shkia we know, and the Tzeisa Kehovim we know, and 10 minutes before the Tzeisa Kehovim we also know. Mishor Sha'kanim Hochum Litvo, we know also. When is Mishor Sha'oni, the Anim, go to eat supper earlier than the Ashirim? So how does that relate to Tzeisa Kehovim? Is that earlier or later? So originally the Gemara had Akasha. Originally the Gemara had Akasha that in the Mishnah says that the earliest they can recite Kriya Shema Tzeisa Kehovim, and the Brayta gives a different Zman, Yishor Shehoni Nichnas Lechal Pitoi Benela, when the Aniyim go to eat. So the Gemara says that it's the same Zman. The Aniyim go to eat supper exactly at Tzeisa Kehovim. Now the Gemara proves that it's not so. Because you have in this Brayta five or six different Tanai, each one gives a different Zman. So Rav Leizer gave this man Nahamo. Rav Leizer says Shkia, Rav Yeshua says Tzeis HaKachavim. And then there's a later Tana, Rav Chanina says Mishor Sha'ani Nisnos Lechav Pita V'melach. So see the fair that it's two different manas. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino. That proves that what we said originally was incorrect. We thought originally when the Aniyim go to eat supper all year long is the same as Tzeis HaKachavim. So this Brayta proves conclusively that it's not the same. Now the Gemara wants to ask, when is this man? When do the Aniyim go to eat supper? Before Tzeis HaKachavim or after Tzeis HaKachavim? Say to Gemara, Hey, Minayu Miyukhar. Which man is later? Zagdino Mestabra, the Ani Miyukhar. It makes sense that the Aniyim go to eat supper later than Tzeis HaKachavim. The Amr the Ani Mukdam. Is he going to say that the Ani goes to eat supper before Tzeis HaKachavim? Zagdino Gemara, Hainu Rav Leizer. What's Rav Leizer said? Shkia. Rav Leizer said Shkia. Rav Meir had a later Zman than Shkia. Rav Meir's Zman was a little bit around 20 minutes after the Shkia. And then there was a Zman, Rabbi Shua's Zman, and Seisa Tuchom. So now we're trying to figure out where does Rav Chanina's Zman fit in over here? Only Nicholas Lechel Tita Melech. So it means it fits in between when the Kohanim goes to the table and the Seisa Tuchom. Tell me a difference of 5 minutes at a Zman in between that. But they say it fits in between Shkia and that. Those are not so much time. Tell me not this, not 20 minutes after the Shkia. Tell me only 10, 15 minutes after the Shkia. There's not enough time to squeeze everything in. And Eretz Yisrael becomes Seisachal much faster than in America. So it's very little time. It's in Gunston, 15 minutes from the Shkia till the Seisachal. The Rav Meir Shkia probably is around 10 minutes after the Shkia. And then Seisachal is 5 minutes later. So we're going to squeeze it. So the Gemara says, Mesaber, that the Oni is Nichnas Lechel Tito, is later. Shmamino, that is Mucha, the Oni goes to eat his supper after the Seisach Kechovim. The Seisach Kechovim does mean that it's pitch black outside. It does mean that it's pitch black. I care, the Dona Gon quotes the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah where it says that even after the Seisach Kechovim, it's pretty light outside. Like a Los HaShachar in the morning is very dark and we consider it the Bada Yom.
The only time the pleasure from seeing what it is, that's what it is, it doesn't care when it's dark or
not. Isn't that very
time of the year? I mean, that would be this.
When you look at the
state
station,
you have
people
in
here as well.
He's always hungry.
But usually they have set times. 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock. What time of year?
Some is going to sleep. They only ate 2 meals a day. My Shabbos they ate Shabbos food. It is. That was a feast. Hello. You see, soon after they say home. I always say, you know, that's 5 minutes after they say home.
The Shabbos rice, etc. I worry about the feast of Mishnah rice. But the Mishnah says, my name is the Chayim. I believe that the rice says, my name is the Chayim.
I don't know. The Lechari means the same thing. I don't know. There may be some significance I'm not aware of. Okay, these are the various months. Now the Gemara is bothered with the Stiris. The first, we had two brises on the day. So the first brise quoted in the Machlekes Satanai. We're in Minu. The first brise was at the Seft in Brachas Perakal. So in the first brise it says, Neymar Sama Asun Likud Triashma Barish Mishosh Medal Nusnas Melechal Pitam Be'avi Shabbatai Dibret Med, that that's after the Seisat Lechodis. So Rav Meir is quoted in the first brisa saying that the earliest man for Kriyashma, Shalaylo, is after Tzeitzah Kehov, when the people go home to eat on Friday night. Rashi says on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, that's after Tzeitzah Kehov. And in the second brisa, Rav Meir says that the earliest man of Kriyashma is when the Kohanim go to be Tzeitzah in the Mikveh, and Rav Meir happens to hold like Rav Yosi, the Gemara says, that the first 15-20 minutes is Vada Yom, so the Kohanim are going to be talking around 15 minutes after the Shkia, 10-15 minutes after the Shkia. The Hastira is the, according to Rav Meir, the earliest man, Kriyashma Shalaila, 5 minutes before the day, or is it 10 minutes after the Seisach Kehovim? That's the Gemara's Kasha, the Rav Meir, and the Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, Fakal, great Tanoia, leave the Rav Meir. There are two versions of what Rav Meir said. The first bride to present one version, the second bride to present a different version. There's no way to resolve the contradiction. Two different versions. Frag the Gemara, Kasha, the Rav Leizer, and the Rav Leizer. And the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, there are three shittas among the Tanoim. When is the soft man Kriyashma Shalaila? When is the latest he can say Kriyashma B'yotze? So Rav Leizer's shita was up until the end of one third of the night. The Chacham said up until Chatzai, so Rav Gamliel was all night long. But all three of them seem to subscribe to the first line in the Mishnah. What is the earliest man of Kriyashma Shalaila? Seisach Kehovim. Shishosh HaKarim Nachnas Lachlo Shemasim is Seisach Kehovim. Then you look at on a day, so Rav Leizer is quoted in the second verse as saying, Yishosh HaKidish HaYoyim. That means a Shkia. A Shkia is the beginning of Ben HaShemash, is a much earlier Zman. The Chastira. According to Rav Leizer, when is the earliest Zman? So the Gemara says two ways to resolve. Either you have to say again, Shrei Tanoia Lid Rav Leizer. There are just two versions as to what Rav Leizer said. The Mishnah presents one version, the Braita presents another version. Or, before you say even if you want, you can say a different answer. And the Mishnah, on Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah starts off that the earliest man, Kriyashma Shalav, says, maybe that's not Muskum Lachaladeh. Although the Mishnah presents three shittas when the latest man is, whether it's one third of the night or one half of the night or all night long, It doesn't necessarily imply that all the three Tanaim, Rav Lezer and Rav Gamliel and Chacham, that everybody's masculine to the Rav is not. No, what is the Rav is not? The Mishnah writes only one Shita. But then Chacham, is right to write to Rav Lezer all Shita?
It's very hard to say that, because what are they starting to argue when at the end, if they have
to argue
at the beginning of the Shita? This is what the first point is for them.
Why didn't they need to quote the Machlokes quote some Machlokes and not other Machlokes?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. That's what the Gemara is not sure. Why you say, but maybe Reish Alavra plays it, even though in the Sefer presents the Machlokes. It's not even a Reish in the Sefer.
Yeah, it's
Mamash, half a sentence.
Right.
When is the earliest, when is the latest, Man Kriya Shema? And the half of the sentence, the second half of the sentence, the Tanakh quotes all the three Shitas. And the earliest Man, he doesn't quote three Shitas, even though we know that Rav Lezer doesn't agree that it's Sefer. That's what the Gemara is not sure how you can read it. Okay. So the Kitzur, the Gemara quoted all the various Shitas. And then Sefer standing on the Al-Kulam. Taisa said it on that according to Rav Yudah, that's the bottom Taisa said, according to Rav Yudah, whose Shita we know, that you can only daven the Minchah until Plag Amin, and if the Plag is the Zman of Meiriv, not only is that the cut-off point for Minchah versus Meiriv, that's the Zman for Kriya Shema as well. That's the Taisa's quote to Rav Yudah Talman Omid Aleph, and based on an Aleph from long Taisa, he says, we say, we daven Meiriv so early, we daven Meiriv before Taisa come out, we say. So he says, we rely on Rav Yudah's Shita. Since Rav Yudah says it's already this man to daven Meiriv, so what did not mean that it's this man to recite Kriya Shema? That's what they assume on Omer Beis and on Omer Aleph. That's their Shita. And the Rosh disagrees. He says it's not true. The Gemara quoted all the Shita Tatarim, more than 5-6 Shitas. When is the earliest man of Kriya Shema? Nobody says that it's Plag HaMincha. Rav Yudah's Shita that Plag HaMincha is only for Shema Esrei. Only for Meiriv. He didn't say anything about Kriya Shema. He says that it's not this man Kriya Shema. That's the machlokes between Taisus and the Rosh.
Okay.
So the Mishnah quotes Rav Lezer's Shita. Rav Lezer was the first time of what is the latest man of Kriya Shema. So Rav Lezer's opinion was that so far Ashmura Harishayimah to the end of the first Ashmura of the night. Means the Malachim switched their guard. And when the end of the, when you have the change of the first guard, that's the end of this man Kriya Shema. Frank the Gemara, it is a Machlokes later on Gimel Beis. How many Ashmuras do the Malachim have? Do they have three Ashmuras or four Ashmuras? So the Shaila is, what does Rav Lezer hold? Michael Sofer Rav Lezer, why does he write in such a foggy lashon? So far Ashmura Shema, you have to go figure out. You have to go guess how many Ashmuras the angels have and what it is. Let him say Asman. Let him say Ashkrish HaLaila, let him say Rubia HaLaila. No, what's in there, eh? Fair thing more, because of the Shalvash Mishmaras Havi HaLaila is, he holds that the angels switched three times their Ashmuras, and the different Malachim say different Shiras, and they have different functions, and they do different things, three units.
It's
Lema Zalagog, not Dalat Shalvash, let him say till the end of the first third of the night. Minika Shalvash, if he holds like the other time, that there are Arba Mishmaras Havi HaLaila, that the night is divided into four shifts among the angels, so Zalazog, Lema Shalvash, let him say till the end of 3 hours, which is one quarter of the night. Why does he decloud the issue? Why does he say, Asof Ashmur Hashem, you have to go figure out what does he think, how many Ashmuras there are? Sof the Gemara, Leilam Kasavar, the Gemara could have said either way now. The Gemara could have said either the other Kasavar, Gimel, Gimel Mishmar, Tavi Alayim, Adam Mishmar. The Gemara holds that the Iker is Gimel Mishmar. The Gemara holds that the Iker Pshat is Gimel Mishmar, Tavi Alayim, yes. Leilam Kasavar, Gimel Mishmar, Tavi Alayim, but how come Ashmur, why did he write it in such a cloudy lashon? New father will come ask one. He wants me to know that the Malachim switch to Mishmaris Balayla, Dika Mishmaris Barakia, Dika Mishmaris Biyara. That just like the soldiers on earth don't stay in guard all night long, they switch. So to the Malachim in heaven switch also. The Tanya Rav Lezer said, what's the significance? Who cares? What is it relevant for us? Whether the angels switch Mishmaris? No, it's relevant. When is the Yesh Ratzon to say Tikkun Chatzos? What are you supposed to cry about the Chum Mishmaris? What has it got to do? The Tanya, we have a bright Rav Lezer, Emma. He says, but there, the Shavish Mishmaras Havi Alayla. We didn't know whether Rav Lezer holds there were Gimel Mishmaras or Dal Mishmaras, and Machlokes HaTanaim on other days. So the Gemara says, well, he only holds that there are three, because he says so. Gimel Mishmaras Havi Alayla. Bakal Mishmar Mishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoyik Lari, three times every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a big moan and a groan and a crash. I didn't know three times, Shanema, Hashem Yimaram Yishag, Umamon Kotsha, Yitan Kolo, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place in heaven. He's crying and crashing show, Yikshal Gal Naveu. He's crashing and moaning and groaning on his home, on the Beit HaMikdash, which was destroyed. So since it says three times in the Pasuk, Yishag, Shoh Gishag, so that teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crashing three times. And the Gemara says later on the daf, that the Tana Rabbi Yossi once was late in the afternoon, and Rabbi Yossi hadn't yet davened into. So he went into one of the churvas in Yerushalayim to daven into, and Eliyahu Hanavi was there and waited for him. And then he says, what did you hear when you were there? The Gemara has a whole discussion. Here on the fourth wide line, so he says, what did you hear? So he says, B'ni makol shamata b'chur b'zu? What sound did you hear? Zokta amati lo, I told Eliyahu Hanavi shamati b'chol shamanahem is kayoino. He heard a bastrol, a voice from heaven that was crying, that was complaining, Oy le bonim shabog in his same hefarafti is basic, woe unto my children that have destroyed my Beit HaMikdash, the sarafti is echolid, he glazed the Beit HaMumas that had burned down the Beit HaMikdash and sent all the Jews into Golus. So Rabbi Yezhi says he heard that prayer. But the other Navi tells him, you should know that the Rabbi Shalom prayer is three times a day, namely at the change of the Mishmar. Three times in the night, not three times in a day. Well, Mali, so the other Navi tells me, Chayech, the Chayech Rosh, you should know, Lo shows the Bulgad and Meritzkach. Not only that, when you went to Davin, and the Bechol Yom Yom, Sholosh Tomam and Meritzkach. Three times, one of the three times, this is it. Hashem Yimaram Yishad, and Mamon Kachi, Yitzin Kol Vashto, Yishad, Al Nabeir. So when are the three times? The Gemara says it has to do with the three Mishmar. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the very beginning of our fight, in Sibin Aleph, that's when the Rabbanu Shalom is crying. Three times in the night, he's crying about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that's when we, as Yirei Shamayim, should cry along with the Rabbi Shalom to demurrah his Rachim, that he should take his crying and our crying seriously. He should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So when is Taka the time that you should say Tikkun Chatzar? Should we say Tikkun Chatzar? It's not Chatzar. Those people are saying, say the Chatzar. Where does it come from, Chatzar? Where does Chatzar come from? The Gemara says that there are three Mishmaras Aviyah Lailo. Rabbi Elazar, the Shalosh Mishmar is happy. I lied about calling Mishmar, Mishmar, Yeshua, I said his brother to show you. Where is the Mishmar? The beginning of every Mishmar. What did Rabbi Yossi daven over here? Obviously, Lachar was a shakrit. Huh? It was time to daven late. So Lachar, what was late? Is it you can daven. One of the Rishonim has the favorites to give to Mincha. I think the Kobo has the favorites that it was Mincha. It was late in the afternoon.
But then
we
would tell
them Shere
Kaviyah,
the Shere Kaviyah
is only at night.
Oh, so when does the Rabbanu Shalom give this crest in the Mount of the Groves? At the beginning of each Mishmar. I've never heard it. I've only seen one time. So when is it? Is it the beginning of every Mishmar? At the end of every Mishmar? In the middle of every Mishmar? When is it? It's unclear when it is. And where does it come from that we say Tikkun Chatzos at Chatzos? How does that correspond? Which Eitz Rotzin is that? The Rosh, right? On this Gemara, the Feiris. In this Gemara, you see that's an Eitz Rotzin to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom. He's crying about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so we should cry along with him. So the Gemara gives it a simanim.
Right.
When it is. So when is the time? The Gemara gives it a simanim. The simanim is over. When are the simanim that the Rabbanu Shalom is crying? Here's the next line in the Gemara. I'm giving them towards the top of Gimel Menachem. We left off the simon, the davar, the simon to know, Shishmar Rishayna, the simon is Chamar Noir. When the donkeys are
well, what is this for sure? Beginning to
make. The Gemara is going to discuss, when is it?
Yeah.
When is it? When the donkeys are braying. Okay. The Shnia, the second Mishmar is Klav and Sakin. When the dogs are barking. And the Shlish is Tina Gyonik Mishidei Imo. The baby wants to nourish from the mother. The Isham is Taperis and Bible. And that's when people wake up in the morning and the husbands and the wives who are near each other in the bedroom are talking. So the Gemara wants to know these simanim that indicate when the Rabbi Shalom is crying, and that's what we should say, when are they? What is he giving you this simanim for? If he's giving you when is the beginning of the Mishmar, the Rabbi Shalom gives his show of Yishad, he gives his crest the beginning of each one of the Mishmaris. So Frank the Gemara, what does he have to give you what the beginning of the first Mishmar is? Sunset. Sefer Kaham is the beginning of the first Mishmar. When the night begins, either Shkia or Sefer Kaham. What does he have to give you? Some other... He has to give a corresponding simon.
Yeah,
when the donkey starts to make noise. So, when it's the beginning of the night, Frank the Gemara, Michael Hoshis. If he is Mishmar is Kachash, if he gives you the beginning of each one of the Mishmar, that's what his mana base rotten. Is Tilas Mishmar Rishani Simon Lomali? What is this? Bryce has to give a simon. Or to who? When it's night time. The beginning of the night. That's the beginning of the first Mishmar. It must be that he's not giving you the beginning. He's giving you the end of the first Mishmar that you would never guess on your own when that is. The end of the second Mishmar, the end of the third Mishmar. Frank Digmar, if he's giving the end, he's self Mishmar is Kachash. His self Mishmar Achrayim Alav Ali Simanim. What does he have to give you a simon? Bite the shver. Yomamu. When it's daytime. Yeah, you know, it's a shakar or a sunrise, whatever. Elo Zabdi Gemara, two answers. So the first answer is Elo, it gives you the following. The Rabbani Shalaylam cries at the Seif Nishma Rishayna, the Krilas Nishma Rachayna, the Emtsoy is the Emtsi Yisro. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that those people that say Tikka Chatzayis as Chatzayis are relying on the first answer of the Gemara, that there were three times that the Rabbani Shalaylam showed Yishav, there are three times that he's crying about the Churban, and the Gemara gives you the list of what he's crying about the Churban Beis HaMikdash later on is up, when Rabbi Yehoshua heard the Pascha. So that's when we should cry along with him on the Churban HaBayis. So one man Mesugal is at the end of the first third, one man that's Mesugal to see is the beginning of the last third, and the other man is the middle, empty, so the middle of the middle Mishnah.
Why did you have so set for the middle of the night? So that we know that at the end of the first Mishnah, we're going to go to the next Mishnah.
All three.
Why the middle?
Don't wait. You can either say at the end of the first Mishnah, the beginning of the third, or at the middle.
Back on the story, you want to get the middle.
I'm sorry. I mean, the answer is very clear.
I eat at a different time every night, right?
Is it always 12 hours after Chatzos Hayom? Or no? It's always the middle of the night. So sometimes the Chatzos Hayom. What's an Afkimina when Chatzos is when you say Tikkun Chatzos? So let's say you have to finish the Avikayim by Chatzos. So when exactly is Chatzos? When you have to finish Kriya Shema by Chatzos? When is Chatzos for us? So the Magen Avraham claims that the reciting of the Tikkun Chatzos of Chatzos is based on this lotion of the Gemara. Very schwer, no? So why Dafkeh, why not earlier, why not later? That's what Abshleim Elazom is. Here they have, there's a sefer that's called Maaser Rav. A small sefer that has all of the hanhagas of the Zola Goy. His minhagim, his tzokim, and so on. So they have different Gedolim who came, who were somewhat contemporaries of the Goy, some were Talmidim and some were Zlifim, so they all wrote comments on the Maaser Rav. The whole Maaser Rav is a dungeon. 5 pages long. No, the whole thing is very short. Here it already has comments on the bottom of the page. We've gone from 10 pages long. But because there are so many comments that they make, it's all together with all the comments over here. It's 40 pages long. Now someone put out, I think a few years ago, they put out Maaser Rav HaShalayim, a whole book, 150 pages long. It's all very interesting comments. All on Hanhagas and the Zilma Gun. Here they have Barak Shlomo LaZilma. Rabbi Lagona was a diamond donor when they were printing the donor shop. He was the Magia on the donor shop. He was Magia from memory. He checked the galleys, so he knew Shach Baltech. He checked, that's why once in a while you find a mistake in Rashi, you find a Litvishin mistake, you'll find a Samach instead of a Shin. One of his descendants used to be a Rebbe Mishav Rabbi Markelis. So he told over some of the people in Washington Heights that that's the family tradition, that he was Magia the Shas Baltah. That he knew the Rashi and the Tezis Baltah, but he never looked back in the original. So once in a long while you find a mistake in the Rashi that you don't have in the previous Gemaras. They have a few mistakes kept into the Gemaras, because he never bothered to look back. He was so bored that he looked. So here they have the Horus of Shlomo the Vilna also, on the Maaser Rav. So he has a long, long hair Horus. On this Tikkun Chatzos, they says it's Magen Avraham. It's very schwer. Why do you have on that Tikkun Chatzos? Why not say a little before? Why not say a little after? So he says he doesn't think that that's the word. He says if you look in the first, in the very beginning of the Maaser Rav, in Siman Aleph, they quote that the greatest practice was Lachem B'Chatzos, the last of Tikkun Chatzos. Back to Akash, the friend of the building asked, why did he say Lokum Bahasari? The guy always went to sleep with him, did so much to go. He woke up at Khasari, Zil La Asos Tikkun Chatzos. He should say Lokum Bahasari, La Asos, one of them. Why did he say? Sounds like it's two different things. To wake up at Khasari and to say Tikkun Chatzos. With this, I would have said, love that kid. It's the way you write. So he says, no. This is written by one of the Talmidim of the Gura, contemporary Gura. So he says he thinks that it means two different things. To wake up at Chatzos, state in the Zohar that that's an Indian, to learn at Chatzos. It says that's not going to help. He used to wake up. He used to wake up with chassid and learn and say tilim, compose tilim, whatever. He used to do things with chassid. And the Zohar says many things. The Zohar never said, I don't know. He claims that the Zohar never says that you say tikkun chassid right after this midrash of chassid. The Zohar talks about the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom learns Torah with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden as chassid. So he says the first thing that the Goyim did was welcome the chassid to wake up as chassid to learn. But Dovra Melch was crying about the Churban Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't built yet. They said it wasn't built yet. So what is he crying about the Churban Beit HaMikdash? What is Dovra Melch? Wake up to chassid. Not to cry about the Churban Beit HaMikdash. To learn. He was busy writing to him. Or saying to him. Or whatever. Learning the Goyim Mahomet. Whatever. The Gemara discusses what Dovra Melch was doing there. Chassid. He was learning. So the one Indian is Bosh taking Zohar to wake up the chassid. And then to learn. And when you say Tikkun Chassid, it's to love Dr. Chassid. No, you can say either whatever the Yesh Ratzon is. He says it really doesn't say anymore that the Yesh Ratzon is Chassid.
Right.
He says the Magen Avraham says that according to the first day in the Gemara it's Chassid, but he says he doesn't think that it's so. He says later though that at the beginning of the last Nishma of the night. A split second.
Yeah.
So do you get a chance to say too
much?
I don't know. I'm meaning that we say Slichas the second half of the night, and the Achranian quotes from the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah, but they haven't stated that you're not allowed to say Slichas the first half of the night, after the second half of it. And even if in your minyan where they're saying that you give a minyan, Yeshe Bodha Deidon, you shouldn't say along with them such status. Because the Eish Ratzon is only Yesh HaChatzos. You're not allowed to say Tachlun Balayla, you're not allowed to say Slichas Balayla, that goes in the first half of the night. The second half of the night, it's Mutter. So they say that that's all based on the Zohar. The Eish Ratzon is the whole second half of the night. So he claims that there is no such Zohar. He says he looked up all the Zohar. It's a little familiar. He says he looked up all the Zohar. He never says that. That the second half of the night is the Eish Ratzon. The Zohar says the same as the Gemara, that there are three times that the Rebbeinu Shlom cries. So those three times, the Gimel Mishmar is whatever it says in the Gemara, that he says, Ma'amachadah, will I plead? The Zohar is talking about when you're supposed to learn Torah. Abchatzot. And the Gemara is talking about whether it's an age to ask him to cry about Churban Beit HaMikdash, but he says he never found any Zohar that the second half of the night is more of an age to ask him than the first half of the night. I don't know. Different source. I don't know. Yeah. The Goyim say, so the Gemara is trying to figure out when is this Eish Ratzon exactly. The Gemara says there are three times that the Rebbeinu Shlom cries. The Goyim say, so the first version is, it's the end of the first third, the beginning of the last third, and so is the MC. So the Goyim say, the Gemara name, Kulu Sof Mishmar Kehoshu. It's the end of the first, the end of the second, the end of the third. I've had a kashu before the Shema, Achwena Lech Sarit. Why do you have to give a similar dover to the end of the third Nishmar of the night? When it's Yom, so you'll know that it's the end of the third Nishma of the Gemara. My not Kimino, the Nikri Kriyashma, the Mandigoni, goodbye, you saw Phil. From the others, my Kriyashma Ema. So if a person is in a dark house and there are no windows to the outside and you can't tell whether it's, whether the day is beginning or not. So if, and he, from the others, my Kriyashma Ema, and he doesn't know when is it ready, the beginning of the day, when he can say Kriyashma in the morning, Kame Nisham is Haferis and Bailah, since the people are beginning to wake up towards the end of the night, and people are schmoozing already. The Tini Gani Bishtaimo, Lake Malik, we should get up and say Kriyashma for the morning.
A person, he may be, how can that be?
There's
no way you could live in a house where there's no wall. Not that.
There's difficult thing. Maybe the baby had a bad night, maybe the baby woke up early late.
It's very,
The Shveris in it, yeah. Very sticky Gemara. Anyway, but this is the problem. Based on this Gemara, the question is, how do you figure out Tikkun Chatzos? How does it judge? He has a long arichas. He thinks it doesn't judge. He thinks that Tikkun Chatzos is all a mistake. It's going to be very strange. He thinks that you're supposed to wake up at Chatzos is one thing, then you're supposed to say that Tikkun Chatzos is not a Chatzos. Why is it called Tikkun Chatzos? Amr Ali Chabar Shmuel Shmei Derav Gimel Mishmar Tali Alayla, the same as a blazer. He's masking. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar Yosher Kadosh Baruch Vishoy Kuari. The Rebbeinu Shalom is cresting, moaning, and groaning. V'yomer, and he complains. Oil the Banim Shabbat in the same Shabbat. Voi lo yisem because of their sin. Achrap is base of the Shabbat. He says Chol Hik Leishim LeBenum Shalom. How did Rab know that? From the Brisa later of Rabbi Yosi. More quotes right away. Tanya Amr Rabbi Yosi Pamachas. That's why he quotes the story, because that's the Hesher. You start off with the Mishmaris. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo is moaning and groaning at the Mishmaris, and then he quotes Rabbi Yossi. He says that he heard the Basco once, moaning and groaning. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Time I had once upon a time, even Mahalan Baderach was traveling on the highway. I mean, if not, the Ruchu Rachis Bukhuvis Shlom is parallel." Doesn't say what. Somebody showed him how to hear. So it was late in the day. He wanted to daven mincha before the shkia. Boy, Eliyahu Zocher, I tell you, the Shama Liyal HaPesach. So Eliyahu Navi was waiting for him by the door of the kurva. Until I finished davening. After I finished davening, Shalom Alach Rabbi, he greeted me. Shalom Alach Rabbi Mar, he recognized Eliyahu Navi. So he greeted him, Shalom Alach Rabbi Mar. Rom Ali. So Eliyahu Navi had a time to meet the name if they man not to Lechurba Zu. You're not allowed to go into Lechurba. Amarti lo his palom. I entered to daven. What Rabbi Yosef didn't know, you're not permitted to enter Lechurba. So some of the Achrayim say he knew you're permitted to enter the Churba because it's dangerous. The Churba may collapse on you, he may get hurt. But he thought, Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizoykim. But what is it called, Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizoykim? If you need it. If you have to do the Mitzvah. Oh, but if there's a shul over here, why don't I put myself into, I'm going to walk into a Churba to daven. I can daven over here.
Please.
Daven outside. If you're not permitted to daven outside, you're not permitted to daven on the road, then he's right, Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizoykim. But that's what Eliyahu Navi tells him, no. The Amali, Eliyahu Navi told me, that's not, you're not a Shluchim, that's a Nishkin Teres with his palo. His palo is Nishkin Teres, Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizoykim. So he says, no, how you look at his palo by there? She should have davened on the road. So you didn't have to go into the Churba, so you're not a Shluchim Mitzvein, so you shouldn't have gone in. But Marty Lois, I told him, Asayna, Mishor, here, Yishi Shema, Yafsiku, Yavri, Drachim. There's a busy highway. People are, yeah. It's a thoroughfare over there. People are going to be masking. I won't be able to look at him in davening. So he said, so daven bekitzer. We'll tell you to daven a longish man esther. Go on, Mali. How you look on this palace? We look at Zara. What's I see? Look at Zara. The Tyson has a whole arichas. There is a bracha later. There is a machlekes. Tyson says, there is a machlekes hatanoim. We daven three times a day. Shachris, Mincha, Mai. What do we say? So we say 18 brachas, 19, we might as well say 19 brachas. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. And chof chesem and beish. Rabbi Gamliel says, b'chol yoyim yoyim, you have to daven three times a day, shachris, mincha, and marim. What do you say? It's palalodim, shmoyne esrei. Or we say 19 brachas. Rabbi Shua says, you don't have to say all 18 brachas. You can say me'ein, shmoyne esrei. You can say in a bridged form of the Shemana Esther. So the Gemara says, what do you mean exactly? Me'ein Shemana Esther. The Gemara has a Shaila here. And Chav Tesham and Aleph, there are narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. And in the intermediate line. And the first line of the wide line, not the very wide line. And the first line, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon and Me'ein Shemana Esther. My Me'ein Shemana Esther. What does Rav Shua Shita? What does he say? So the Gemara says, Chav Tesham and Aleph. And the first wide line, semi-wide line. The Rabbam is the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rabbam and the Ein Kol Bracha Brachi. Take all the 18 brachas and recite each one the Kitzur. It's part of each one. And Shmuel disagrees, and that's how we pass. And Shmuel says, you say the first three brachas, Tehil HaKel HaKodesh, and then in the middle, instead of saying Atachainen and all of the other brachas, you make a Kitzur of all of those. Havinenu Shem Lokeinu Ladaz and Lachecha Moilus Lovinu Yerushecha. Yes, three or four words from each bracha, but the whole middle is only one bracha, and you conclude Ruach HaTashem Shemeh Tfilah, which is the last of the brachas and tzoyos, and then you start from the day, and you say the Gimel Achrayim, you say the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achrayim like all the time, just like let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achrayim, and then you say bracha Kedushas Hayom Diem. So on the weekdays also, you combine all of the brachas of the middle of the Shemeh Tfilah from the beginning of HaTashem till the end of Shemeh Tfilah, you combine them all together, one bracha, and you say Shemeh Tfilah at the end. And the Gemara says that that's a real Shemeh Tfilah. The Gemara says that's a real Shemeh Tfilah. It's a person. Oh, so that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rabbi Gamliel says you have to daven Shemeh Tfilah. Rabbi Shimon says no, you don't want to, you don't have to. How do we talk? And Rabbi Kiva says it depends. In the Mishnah, Chav Ches on the base, Rabbi Kiva says it depends. In Shmurot, we love to the seed. If he knows how to daven Shmoneh Esrei, well, let him daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Why should he say the Kitzur? The Lav, and if he doesn't daven well, and if he doesn't have the ability to daven well, then he doesn't have to break his teeth, then he can say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. No, to pronounce the word. Baal Shuva. Let's say he's a Baal Shuva, and he has difficulty pronouncing the word. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, if it's not Shkulot, if he lost the seed, let him say Habineda Bikitsa, until he learns how to pronounce Hebrew well, then you tell him he should daven the Shemoneh Esrei. What if he knows how to daven? We know how to daven well. One person knows how to daven well. So the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to say Avi Neinu. And in fact, the Gemara quotes that Abai Elias, Abai used to give a klala. Where's the Gemara over here?
Yeah.
Right after the Gemara quotes the whole list of Shemer Filo, that says, Lait Allah Abai, Abai used to curse Aman the Masli Avi Neinu. In other words, Abai says that the din is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you're not allowed to say Avi Neinu. Even if it's difficult and you have to break your teeth, still you have to stab him in. So the top taste is Achav Tetzim. And Allah says, V'hachi Kaimamon. That's how he talks to like Abai, that you're never allowed to say Avi Neinu. So then he says, Yeshron, the Masri Kanim, and there are some who have the Gush and the Gemara, Hanimili, the Masri. That's only if you're in the city and you have time and you can, you relax. Allah Badera. But if you're traveling, and you're going to have to stand on the highway and the cars are going to go by and you're going to be in a very nervous situation. Shari, in Mashma, the Mechilton, in the beginning of the Mesech, the Gabi Rabbi Yaisi. So the Lamai said, whether you have that gift or not, it's endless like this. That's that person knows how to daven well. But he's a chaymah. He's very strict and he can barely say a word. So you tell him he has to daven also an entry. If it's difficult for him to daven, so let him say have a name. Then the din is that it says the same as in the Mishnah Berurah like that. The din is before that you're allowed to say have a name. Whenever there's a shot of chak, and it's very difficult to say the Hoshman Esri, so the din is that you're permitted to say have a name. So that's what Eliyahu Novi answers. Rabbi Yehudi says, you entered into the Chur, but you know you're not allowed to enter. So why? Because you held. Look at me, Fanny, he's like, I'm going with his palo. He says, the Tanishkin then came terrorist, he should have daven on the highway. Doctor, I won't be able to move. So he says, to say Avi Neinu, we all know you're not allowed to say Avi Neinu. Abai curses the one who's going to say Avi Neinu. Din is like Rabbi Gamliel. So he says, if it's a shot at chak, you're traveling on the highway, and you feel that you won't be relaxed enough to be Mechav HaShvarez, then the din says you're permitted to say Avi Neinu. Whether or not you have that Girsan Dav Chok Shem Seminar. With the gears and without the gears, the din is the same. That's what Taisha says, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He permitted to say Avi Neinu. That's what Eliyahu Navi said. So he says, Hari Lachol Vizbalo, Vila Ksara. He should have said Avi Neinu.
Now, how can somebody say that this was on Minifah? If it's Minifah, so it must be, I could say, down Minifah, then he stayed there till the Shmuel was showing it. It must be showing at the beginning of the Shmuel. And if it's not, if it's Rousey, about 10 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
So it's very...
According to those, Kolbar, I think, has the Gersa that it was Mincha, the Yeshua Tengel, quotes those who shun, have the Gersa that it was Mincha. You don't have an argument which it was. David Mincha, then it sounds like Tila Tashmur HaRishon.
Must be during the day, because everybody, at night, nobody wants to go in the Hoover. You don't have to go in the Hoover. If you have any sense, nobody can see him. But everybody must have been there in the day.
Nobody traveling at night.
No, but then, at night, you don't have to go in the Hoover. You can spend whatever you think.
Right. But the Hemshech in the Gemara seems to speak about it for the night.
Because he heard the Vasco, cry. So the Chorus makes good sense if you say that it's the Tchila Tashmur HaRishon. But that was totally rejected. The Gemara said either it's the Sof Tashmur HaRishon or Tchila Tashmur HaRishon, and turns out or it's the Sof of all three. The Gemara had Abamina. Should I say it's the beginning of each one?
I must give Matko, but this I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. Because he didn't tell me. The
Gemara says, lady, you're not allowed to daven. The Gemara says, 3 days after coming from a trip, there was one of the Amoraim, he wouldn't daven Shmoneh Esrei for 3 days after, because he had jet lag. I'm going on a Russian buggy. He had jet lag for 3 days after. And the Rishonim say that we don't follow that anymore, because they call it, even when we're in a relaxed, we're not a cop anyway. says very stressed. Adirab, we should never daven. According to Mar, we should never daven. What's the terrace that didn't take over Kavanah Makadim? So then we can daven even when he came, even on the trip, in the middle of the trip, after the trip. So what? Adirab, we shouldn't daven at all. Very stressed. Very. I mean that what? That's the question. That's the question. So some Achrayim say Rabbi Yossi knew that you have a lot of daven in the Kodesh, but he held that the Gemara is going to say reasons why. There are reasons why. So he made a whole cheshbon why all the reasons don't apply here. The reason of Chashad, the Gemara is going to say, the reason of Chashad is that they'll think who knows is having an affair with a woman there. So the Gemara says that doesn't apply unless it's in the middle of the city. In the city, people will be cheshbon. Outside on the field, there aren't going to be any women there to be mazana with. And then what's the other, and because of Mazikim, and because of Matalos, that's a suffix sakona, so you felt that the Makam Mitzvah, Shluchim Mitzvah, in his document. It's not a real sakona. It's a real sakona 50-50, or if it's Shechazeke means that there's a Miut HaMotsui, Miut HaMotsui means, let's say, around a 15% chance that you're going to get injured. So then you're not allowed to see Shluchim Mitzvah in his document. That's the sugi in the first parak in Shluchim. But if it's only a person goes into a churba for 5 minutes to daven, then he goes out. So what percentage, what chance is it that he's going to be injured by the mazikim, or he's going to be injured by a mapolis? It's going to be a 15% chance. Yeah, it's going to be less than a 1% chance. A very far-fetched chashash. Very far-fetched chashash. But still, it's called the suffix sakana. If it's a suffix that people are nervous about, it's a suffix sakana. So if it's a suffix sakana, that people are slightly nervous about, but it isn't even a miut hamotzi, then the Gemara says in the first parak in Sochim that the makom mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah and ignore the suffix sakon. If it's a miut hamotzi, if it's shchiyah hazeka, let's say doctors treating AIDS patients. Shaila, if he's doing a mitzvah, whom is he treating? If he's treating a Yiddish patient, then it's a mitzvah to treat a Yiddish patient. It's a mitzvah of Shabbos. If he's treating a Nachri, then it's a mitzvah, it's lots of panos. He's doing a job. If he's treating a Yiddish patient, so it's a mock a mitzvah, so he's mukhis to treat the patient, even though there's a real suffix sakona, so it depends how much of a suffix sakona is there. If there's really a miutam latsui, so then he's not permitted to treat the patient. If I'm not using a 15% chance that he's going to contract the disease. Some it's not a 15% chance. Some it's much less. So since it's much less, then the makom mitzvah, you have to ignore the suffix sakon. That's the cloud the Gemara has in store. As far as the Chevra Kadisha, though, as far as the Chevra Kadisha concerned, when they do a tara, so that's not even a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of kavod ha'meis to do whatever the minhagim are. In every kehillah, there are different minhagim. So there's a mitzvah, they're right, of kavod ha'meis. We learn that from the pasuk of lo yitamo. The Gemara has later in Brochus, the whole sugya of kavod ha'briyah. So the whole principle of, there's a din of kavod ha'briyah, is kavod ha'meis, and kavod ha'chaim. We always have the wrong attitude. We know, oh, kavod ha'meis, the person is dead, then you have to have kavod ha'briyah. The kavod ha'chaim were not so muscular. The mizalzel in people, even the people we used to insult and scream at and embarrass and everything while they were alive. After they die, all of a sudden, they have all that attitude. Gemara has funk fakers. It's obvious, and Neymar Exilis in the second paragraph, Allah has funk fakers. The kavod ha'chaim is much more common than kavod ha'meis. The guy is alive. You're hurting his feelings. Kavod ha'meisim, the Pasuk says Kavod ha'meisim. It says in the Chumash, Lo Yitama, that a Kohen is normally not permitted to be Mitami to any Meisim, but if one of the Zayin Kohen dies, he's Mechuyev to be Mitami to the Zayin Kohen, not a Kavod ha'briyah. That's the marker of the Mitzvah of Lo Yitama. That's one of the Tariyag Mitzvahs, Lo Yitama, that Kavod ha'briyah. And if Kavod ha'briyah is required even of Meisim, so Kavod ha'briyah, that you have to have Kavod ha'briyah of Chayim. So there is a din that you have to be mechabed the mason. There isn't. Halacha doesn't say how you have to do the tariff. This is all minhagim. Chacham Sodom writes all of the yonim astara are all minhagim from Rabbi Yudah Chosid. Everything comes from Rabbi Yudah Chosid. And then later in the generations, different kibbutz, they added on and they took off different things. But this is all, the din itself is a din kavod ha'meisim is a mitzvah. How the kavod should be done, that's already minhagim. What's considered kavod? So let's say if the members of the Chevra Kadisha are nervous about doing a tara on someone who died from some kind of a disease that they can get sick from, so if they're nervous, you wouldn't say that the makom mitzvah shluchim mitzvah inim nizokim unless it's a miut hamotzi. No, they're not doing a mitzvah. What they're doing, a tara. Tara is only a minish. That's not a mitzvah.
Let's say in the middle ages, when you have the black dress, or you have the master,
I don't know. I don't know.
They shouldn't have done the tapping. But now they're very careful tapping. Now when they do the tower, we had double gloves or whatever, in certain parts of the tower they tack them won't do. And the patient, what they think that they're going to get sick from, the tucker don't do. You have to leave out those parts. The people are those people are not nervous in the back of the topic suck up. I'm guessing it's about 15% because the Ramban in the first Perek in Chulin has his famous din that you can always rely on a roof. You don't have to check unless it's a Miyotam Rotsik. He says when you check the behemoth, you have to open up the behemoth and cut it open to check for all the traces. So the Ramban says you only have to check in Kutsa Medrash. The Ramban quotes a Medrash. So you only have to check for the traces on the lung and see if there's a Sirch on the Rei. You don't have to check for the others. Likewise, he says that's a Miyotam Rotsik and the others are Miyotam Rotsik. So the sirchas on the lungs are something like 13-14%. It could be that it's even lower. It could be that 10% is in the Yotama.
It depends on the countries.
Depends on how long the animal comes.
That could be. But the Gemara in Pesachim in the first parak says, when the Shchiyach HaZekah, I'm assuming the Shchiyach HaZekah is probably meaning, and not necessarily correct, I'm assuming Shchiyach HaZekah, that term that appears in the first parak in Pesachim, I think probably means the same as the Ramban, that it's a Miyotam Rotsik. It could be that it's not the same. I'm guessing it's probably 10-15%, something like that. So that's how some of our friends interpret the story here. Rabbi Yaisi knew before he encountered Eliyahu HaNavi that he had not permitted to enter a Churban. But he felt, whatever the reasons apply, then the Issa applies. Whatever the reasons don't apply, the Issa doesn't apply. So the Gemara is going to say later that if it's a Churba B'Dabra, if it's a Churba that's on the seal, Basada, there's no Hashash. The only two things you have to worry about entering into a Churba, a house that collapsed, if it's Basada, would be the Hashash Mapoilis, and more bricks may fall on your head, you may get injured or killed. And the Hashash of Mazikim, so Rabbi Yezi held that since it's not such a big, it's not a Miyotam Rotsik, so what, 10% chance that he's going to get injured? And very possible that you're only going to be there for a few minutes to down. So he thought that since it's a Miyotam Rotsik, so he said, even though people are nervous about it, normal people wouldn't enter such a Churba, but the Makom Mitzvah, you have to do it. And he held that this is called Makom Mitzvah. And the Yahya Navi told him, no Makom Mitzvah, you should have davened on the highway. I can't be Muhammad, so he said, say Habineinu. I not want to say Habineinu, but Bishat Tzak, you do say Habineinu. So that's why it's not called the Makom
Mitzvah.
The Churba
can be another place.
No, it's not. Apparently he checked it. Apparently he checked it before he went to daven. Otherwise, Tzaki not allowed to daven. How about?
But in the day, there was not, he couldn't check.
Couldn't check.
Yeah.
So it was Minka. Shak is a Minka. Okay. Pardon me, that one? If it was in the field.
The highway was
open. You can see when he comes over, it's a highway. The field can be near
the highway. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The fur? Yeah. He didn't realize that. He thought that Habinein is only Shas Atzchak, and there's no Shas Atzchak. So the Yod Navi told him, no, this is a Shas Atzchak. You should have said Habinein. Why not? You should have said Habinein in the Churba. The Tzami held on to that Shulut HaMitzvah and Mizuk, and that's a mitzvah. To say the whole Shulut HaMitzvah instead of Habinein was also a mitzvah. And then the Yod Navi told him the whole Keshem was wrong. That's a Shas Atzchak. That's a lot of times that's a Machlokes, but there's something that's called a Shas Atzchak on that. And then I was once at a wedding where they had a fancy ksuba, handwritten ksuba, that a sofer had prepared. Chosin Kala wanted a fancy ksuba. And then Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was there, and he was in the Sadiq position. He was checking over the ksuba. And there was another rabbi, this is in New Jersey, there was some rabbi already passed away, a European rabbi there. They started to check for Rabbi Moshe that the Kala's name was spelled wrong. She had a Yiddish name, and there's Shilas and Shulchan Aruch, and Ebenezer was spelled with an ayin or a hey or an aleph at the end. So the Sefer spelled it wrong. So the Moshe said, but to the Yevid it's good. They hadn't made the couple of Kinyan yet. They were just reading the Ksuba. The Moshe said, to the Yevid it's good. So the other Rav said, but L'Hatchil is no good. So the Moshe said, but to the Yevid it's good. But he kept on saying, but L'Hatchil is no good. They Shmuel said, but the Yevid is good. So they both agree. What are they finding? The Moshe said, this is called to the Yevid. The Sefer could make such a fancy Ksuba. They're going to be heartbroken that they can't use this Ksuba that they prepared specially. The other Rav held that you didn't sign the Ksuba yet. You didn't hand it over yet. So it's L'Hatchil. That's called to the Yevid. So that's a similar shayla over here. This is called the Shas Atzchak. The Shas Atzchak, the Klal is going to be allowed to daven Habineinu. So What's the Shasat Kach? He can daven the Alshman answer. So the Yoram Navi told him, no, you should have said Abi Nedu outside. It is a Shasat Kach. Under these circumstances, it would be also, because to say the Hoshman he wouldn't be able to be Mechabin for the Hoshman Esrei. So Abi Nedu, he felt he could be Mechabin. He wouldn't be so nervous during Abi Nedu. Yeah. Oh, so that's what some of them interpret, that he knows, Rabbi Yossi knows you're not going to do the tenth of a churva, there's a chashash takon, he may get injured either by the mazikim or by the machoyim. But he held that shmukha mitzvah in his own. You don't have to worry about it here for machoyim mitzvah. So, you know, we told him, where's the shmukha mitzvah? There's no mitzvah for you to daven shmona esrei here, daven habi neidu on the road. So you see, from this Gemara, when you say Shluchim Mitzvah in a Mizokim, that only applies when that's the only way to do the Mitzvah. If you could be Yetzer, the Mitzvah to be Yetzer, otherwise, but you want to be Yetzer L'chatzilah, truth to say the Hoshman Esrei instead of Avinenu. Because the way it should be L'chatzilah, that difference between the Yetzer and L'chatzilah, that's not called the Mokka Mitzvah, the Shluchim Mitzvah in Mizokim. Like we said a minute. I want to fulfill a minimum. We are doing the Tara the way we always did it. To do the whole Tara from the beginning to the end, everything the way we always did it, that's L'chatzilah. And if for the Eved you only do part of the Tara, you won't dig out the mace and insist that you have to do all over again. For the Eved, whatever you do for cover that mace is good enough. So in such a case, you wouldn't say Shluchim Mitzvah in Yisrael, just go ahead and do the way you always do a Tara. You don't say like that. You only say Shluchim Mitzvah in Yisrael, if it's a mitzvah, that there's no way to fulfill it unless you do it, the Makam Slight Sakon. The Gemara is mentioned from Aliyah L'Arego. The Gemara says in Sakam on that reason, that's Chesam Adem. How do you know that Shluchim Mitzvah in Yisrael, so the Gemara brings the Raya, that when you go to the Aliyah L'Arego, V'layach Manish Yitzarcha V'aloy Shchum Aloy. No one will steal your farm. Everybody empties out from all the farms and they go to Yerushalayim. So who's going to watch the business at home? Because they're going to steal everything from the house and the farm. So the market is, look at this, made him his own here. Look at this and the second. Why? Because there's no way to fulfill our little regal unless you pack out and you all go to Yerushalayim. You're going to stay home, so you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But if there's a way to fulfill the mitzvah that he ever is, but nobody, you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Hatzchila. So you're not committed to fulfill the Hatzchila at the expense of putting yourself into even a slight sakura. Yeah, that's an issue. That's an issue to put yourself into a slight sakana. If it's a sakana, that's... ...that's taking this medication. So that's not called the suffix sakana. If you have a suffix sakana that normal, people are nervous at that. Unless they are, that doctors are nervous at that. Sometimes you have a heavy kadisha. So the doctor on the Chevy Kadisha knows that that's dangerous. So then, even though the others hold that there's nothing to worry about, that's called Shri Hazek. If the doctor says that it's Shri Hazek, so the layman also has to listen to him. That is called, even though as far as they're concerned, they're not nervous. But if you have the Sadiq Sakana, people are not nervous about that, that's not called the Sadiq Sakana. Unless it's 50-50. Let's say you have the Sadiq Sakana 50-50, and this guy's a daredevil. He's going to jump off from the Empire State Building and take Tillin as he swings out. So everybody knows that that's Mamash or Sadiq Sakana. What do you mean? That you're not nervous? That's not that you're not nervous. If it's less than 50-50, then you say Shem Epsayim Hashem that you're not nervous. And also not, even if it's less than 50-50, but you're abnormal. 99 out of 100 people would be nervous to do this. You're not nervous, then you don't say Shem Yisrael Hashem. It means that it's a double rubble. It's a very common thing that a lot of people are not nervous. If it's less than 50%, and a lot of normal people are not nervous about it, then it's not called the Sadiq Sakon. But if people are nervous, then it's called the Sadiq Sakon. And then even when people are nervous, it's really between Shri Hazek and Lashri Hazek. When Shri Hazek, the Malka Mitzvah is Nishkin Hesed. Then you're still not allowed to do it. Lashri Hazek, then the Malka Mitzvah is saying that the Shluchim Mitzvah is in his own. So the Gemara says on the second white line on the bottom of Gimel Amad Aleph. So Hosha Shor at that time, Rabbi Yossi comments, "Lamadati Mimenu Shlosha Dvar." I learned three things from Eliyahu Novi. First of all, Lamadati Shein Nichnasim Lachurva. I learned something that I never knew before, that you're not allowed to enter a churva. So that's the Shaila. Some of my friends claim that Rabbi Yossi knew all along that you're not allowed to enter a churva. But Eliyahu Novi just gave him over the head that he made a chesed that since all the reasons don't apply, I'm permitted to enter the chuva. So what did he say here? Lamad to manage in the chuva. If he knew it all along, but he said, "B'makom mitzvah, I'm allowed to." So some point out that Rambam quotes this. Ramon quotes in Hukas Reseach Hashmias Nefesh, he quotes this Gemara, that you're not permitted to enter the Churban. He says, second line from the bottom, Tanarabon on the bottom of the Amos. They shloish the Dvarim for three reasons they nechnot on the Churban. One reason is that they have Hashad. The guys get entered into a building that's collapsed, and people would think it must be something very strange going on. The people will right away jump to conclusions, oh, he's having an affair with some Zionist. Second reason is of Damapolis. Look, if the house fell down once, it may continue to fall down. You may get injured. You may get killed. Even to get injured is awesome. It's also for a person to put himself into Sakana, not only if he's going to die earlier than otherwise. Let's say if a person knows that if he smokes heavily, he's going to die earlier than otherwise. He's not going to die on the spot in the middle of the cigarette. He's going to die at a younger age. So that's one reason. But even if he knows, even if the doctor swears to him, the Surgeon General swears, you will not die 1 minute earlier, but you will drink waste the rest of your life. That's also prohibited. And it's not mere that you say, it's not only an issue to cause yourself to die earlier than otherwise, it's an issue to cause yourself to suffer, or to be sick. It's also an issue. So he says, so the writer gives three reasons why it's prohibited. Now, Hashab, now, my polis, the drinks may fall and injure him or kill him. But if they have Marzikim, the Shaydim, they injure him. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why you need all the three reasons. In this case, that reason doesn't apply in that case. This reason doesn't apply. The Gemara gives the whole cheshbon. You look in the Rambam and say, Hashmir Sefer, it just says, it's prohibited to enter a Churban period. And it doesn't give you all the reasons. So then it's a Kerem on the Rambam, yes. You should have given all the reasons so you'll know when the reasons don't apply, that the prohibition doesn't apply. The Gemara makes such an argument about that. All 10 lines of Gemara, the Rambam left out. The Gemara gave, so the Rambam doesn't like to shade him. So leave that to Mazikim. Say, Rabbi might say, no, they're not shading anymore. No shading. It's not a Gemara that we're shading, it's not a Rabbi, no shading. So the Achrayim say, the Rambam will get past them that they're not shading, so all the shading disappears in the world. So they did the Gemara that we're shading, and so the Rambam stuck under no shading. So let him quote the other two reasons. The reason of Chashav and the reason of Apoilus. He should give the reason. Say, oh, no, whenever the reasons don't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So some want to say that that's what Rabbi Yossi learned from Eliyahu HaNavi. When the Hachamim, sometimes the Chachamim make exeris the Rabbanim for a specific reason, and it's a light blue Rabbanim. And even when the reasons don't apply, the exeris still apply. And sometimes the Chachamim don't make it into a light blue. Sometimes they say, whenever the reason applies, the din applies, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. So some Achren want to say that the Rambam understood Pshat in the story of Rabbi Yezid, the Master Man, the Shloshit Bar, Ein Nechnas HaMachurva, period. Period. That's the end. Like the Gemara says, the story in the first parak of Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited that you're not permitted, it's also Likro Lioran there, prohibited to learn on Shabbos using a light Shemayatza. So the Mishnah doesn't give the reason Shemayatza, but the writer says, you're not allowed to read Lioran there Shemayatza. So there's one Tana who was learning and he felt that he's not going to forget, he felt wrong. He was learning on Shabbos Lioran there and the light started to flicker. So he fixed the flame on Shabbos and he violated the malach of Havar. And then he realized he was Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says that that time he exclaimed, how great are the words of the Chacham that they said that they're not allowed to be the Yoram there. So he knew that beforehand. He knew that it's prohibited. What did he say? To say the name of the only God that in the Mishnah has the prohibition without the reason mentioned. The Brisa says you're not allowed to be the Yoram there, Shema Yatzis. So he said, the Mishnah, that it gives the din without the reason. That the din applies even if you think the reason doesn't apply. When the Chachamim make Xerah, the din applies. Xerah applies even when the reason doesn't apply. So that's what Tamach Lenin interprets, that the Rambam just quotes the din. It's also tends to a Churma period. Even if Yochez Benoit the case, but all the three reasons don't apply, you're still not allowed to enter. So that's what they say, that perhaps that's what Rabbi Yossi says, Lamat Menesh Losh Dvarim, I learned from Enoch Nasim Churma period. I made a whole calculation. This reason, the reason of Chashad doesn't apply, because it's not in the city, it's on the field, there are no women there, so who's going to be chayshah that he's having an affair with a zayna? And the reason of Mapoilus and the reason of Mazikim doesn't apply to Bosh, with the Mitzvah and Nizokim. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, no, ain't a person who comes serious. Even when the reasons don't apply, the Yisra applies, and perhaps that's why the Rambam just quotes the din, without quoting the reasons, he understood that that's Pshat Rabbi. That's what Tamar Haranim wanted to say. It's a little difficult, though. Rambam quotes in the Hilchos Ratzeach Hashmir HaSefesh by the things you're not allowed to do Mishum Sakana.
Sishtel is often Sishtel that time Yochus Vachol after day, not for year. If this is like Rabbi Yochus, here there's more gives reasons. So when you put down the name of the Rambam, I missed it, you put it down before.
Well, the fact is the Rambam doesn't quote any reasons. Rambam just quotes that it's prohibited. He doesn't give any reasons. I mean, the seal should be Enech Nod Vachol on the word Enech Nod. Before, okay.
But what here is the
Rambam's interpretation. No, the Gemara says sometimes there's no chashash. The Gemara gives cases. Sometimes there's no chashash in getting it. Okay, so the Gemara, Rav Yossi commented at that time he learned three things from Eliyahu HaNavi. It's interesting, he asked Katasha, how can you learn Dina from Eliyahu HaNavi? Loi Bashamayim, he wrote. So he said that Mr. Eliyahu HaNavi is speaking not the Torah of Nevuah. Speaking the Torah of Rabbi Yomari, right? Speaking with the Torah of Thomas Kahn. It's interesting, there is, it's not in print, the Chidor, was a Meshulach for a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he traveled all over the world to raise money. And he writes that he has a travelogue, and he writes that he traveled to Eastern Europe anyway, he had to travel all over. He met the Shagasari, he met the Peishu, and he met this one and that one, and he traveled in Western Europe, and he went to the Netherlands, and to England, and to France, all over. And he writes that he copied over, a lot of times in the great years, he copies over, he visited all of the government libraries when he was traveling in order to see what gifts they had. So he copied over a lot of times in the Eries, a lot of times he showed them. Now, some of them, most of them are available now in print, and at that time they weren't available in print. So he copied over a lot of these gifts they had. So he quotes a Shitim Kubetzes on Gittin. We don't have any Shitim Kubetzes on Gittin at all. The Chidor, one of his Sfarim, quotes a Shitim Kubetzes on Gittin Dab Zayin. But the Gemara says that there were some Amorim had Gili Eliyahu HaNavi used to appear. Mali and the Suda says that there were some Amorim had Gili Eliyahu. So the Shitim Kubetzes say Takashi. The Gemara has many times a Shad Tekel. The Gemara has a Shaila, and the Gemara says Tekel, like by a Shaila. So what does Tekel mean? So usually the belt says, Tishbi Yitarit Kushas Rabbi. That Eliyahu HaNavi will answer all the Kashi. The Bishkar Rav used to say that that's not correct. The Teiku is not Tishbi Yitaz Kushas Rabbis, because the Gemara never had to take on a Kasha. When the Gemara has a Kasha, they have no parents, they'll say Kasha. Either it's a Yukta, I'll get pregnant, but when they have a Kasha, they'll say Kasha. But they never say Teiku. Teiku is only a technical term that's only used on an Ibaya. When you ask a Shaila, what's the din, and it also is a Muslim, we all know what the din is. The Gemara will say Teiku. The word Teiku is not a Rashi Teiku, Tishbi Yitaz Kushas Rabbis, because it only goes on an Ibaya, it never goes on a Kasha. Why is it that the Malamdin in Europe always used to tell the children in the Seder that Teiku is a Rashi Teiku? So the Bishkar Rav used to say to be Mechazik Demun in the Yitzhak Mashiach. Whenever they had an opportunity, whenever they wanted to take us, they would say, oh, you know, nobody's going to come, he's going to tell us all the answers to the Shaila. But he said, it's not really true, that's not what the word Teiku means. But the Shitim Kubetzes, which was written by one of the Rishonim, the Shitim that the Chidosh wrote, also writes like that, the Teiku is a Rashi Teiku, please be done, please be done. So Frek Takashi, the Shitim Takashi, why do they have to wait for the Eliyahu is going to come and then throw the shiners? They were on the run. Well, how do you Eliyahu? So why don't they ask him? So the Shitim Kubetz is not terrorist. He says that they had Gili Eliyahu, Eliyahu appeared to them in the form of a Malach. He says, a Malach is led by Shemaimi. You've got to ask a Malach as in, so you don't listen to what he says. It's not Malach Lamori. When we say, Tishbi, Tash, Kush, Rabbi, it means Eliyahu, now he's going to appear as a human being, and he's going to tell us things as a human being, as a person, but then we'll listen to him. Not the person of who either, the person of who is also Baal HaShemayim. He'll come as the Talmud Chacham, as one of the Baal HaMasar, then we'll listen to him. When he'll come in the future.
He
appears to people, those that are Gili Eliyahu, so he appears as a Malach. He was a person, and then he went up to heaven, he didn't die, but he appears to people as a Malach. Like they say that Eliyahu Navi comes to every day, obviously he comes as a Malach. And a Malach is not, that's what the great of Meshach Kasha. How can a Medi say Eliyahu Navi appears at every day? So what do you do if there's a Brit on Shabbos, he's going chutz l'chum, no more Brit to the other. Well, that's very Meshach Kasha. So they say on the Gemara in Erezin, the Gemara says in Erezin, that there was some Shadim who appeared in the Shabbos morning in one city, and Shabbos afternoon in a different city. So the Gemara asked, how did they go to the Kumbh? The Gemara is Akasha. The Gemara is Akasha in Erevin. So the Gemara says, Shadim? Shadim are not going to observe Mitzvahs. I said, only Yidin have to, just like Goyim don't have to keep. The Shadim don't have to observe Yidin. So that's right, and that Gemara says, that Malachim also, not only Shadim, Malachim, Chavola, bad angels, even good angels. Don't have to observe Yidin. I said, they're not human beings. That's the Gemara, and that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you hold that Lamaila and the Asar Tzapan is not, if you hold that there is Kumin, so the Bible is Shikun, if you hold there is Kumin, so the Gemara asks, how did the Shadim travel from one place to the other? The Gemara says, Shadim is no Kash. They're permitted to violate Kumin. So that's what Achreidim in the back of the Gemara say, Malachim also, so Eliyahu HaNavi today, if he is as a Malach, he's permitted to go Chutz L'Kumin. And that's why, as a malice, she can protest and says that we won't rely on anything that he says in halacha. But when he will appear later as a human being...
So here he...
So that's before, he's going to come the day before Mashiach to announce that tomorrow Mashiach will appear. That's what the Achrayim is that Kasha also. Why do you say that? Nobody will answer. The Baditra has that Kasha in his face. The Kedushas Lake is that Kasha also. The Teiku, we all know Teiku is the Rashi Teiku. The fact that when is Eliyahu Novi going to come? In the future. You wait another day and Moshe Rabbeinu will be here. By Tchias HaMeisim. He did a different theory. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead for a long time. That he wasn't in touch with the real world. But he says, when you come back from the dead, after not reading the newspapers for so many thousands of years, so he says you can't find your shyness because you're not in this world. Because Eliyahu Novi never died. Sure, he's a malach now, but he's in touch with reality. So when Eliyahu Novi would appear as a human being, he will be, he will know what's going on, the way people are thinking, the way he'll understand Havayis Olam, he'll be in a position to pass with his Azizot, but Shabbeinu won't be in a position to pass with his. Right. Maybe way later.
So over here, he appeared for Masrani, he appeared as Arabi Moiri.
As a person.
As a person.
Appears to the mother. He appeared here as a person. Hey, let me tell you.
Yes, maybe you
are. You know, you're mechuyis too. There's a person mechuyis mitam mitzvah to do it.
Going to a burning building.
Fireman. If a person wants to...
He's not a fireman.
Let's say a fireman. How can a person become a fireman? We know that a certain percentage of firemen get killed, a policeman, a certain percentage get killed. So how are we allowed to do that in the first place? Yes, so that's a pasuk, not the Nashiyahu Lachmasudik. The Gemara quotes a different pasuk. A love who not say it's not shalom. That's the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. A love who not say it. It says in the Chumash that you have to pay the worker on the same day. The Yom Tidnuskaro. Why? It doesn't apply to, let's say, I broke your window. I'm not pleased to pay the same day. Or I borrowed money and I'm pleased to pay the same day. Every time there's a chibom, you don't have to pay the same day. It's only by serious prelim there's a special thing that a worker has to be paid the same day. Unless you told him in advance, I'm going to pay you at the end of the week, at the end of 2 weeks or whatever. But if you didn't specify in advance, so then the Torah says you have to pay, or it's not understood otherwise, so then the Torah says you have to pay doctor the same day, because K.A. Love will not say it's not sure. What does it mean to the Gemara says above Messiah? He put his life in danger. He climbed up on a tree, climbed up on a mountain, and so on. So the letter of Yehuda has a shiva where he talks about hunting. It's quoted as a Pitzchik Shuvah in the bottom of Yeridei, in Hilchos Shechita. He quotes this. And another Yehuda Shuvah. He says, what about going hunting for fun? So he says that it's prohibited because we know that there's a hashash takona. There are a certain percentage of people who go hunting in the forest get injured. But what about people at the Wuspa Panosa? That's a different thing. People at the Wuspa Panosa, so they know in advance that it's not a 50-50 chance of getting injured. They know in advance that there's a hashash takona. Right, and they're willing to undertake that chance. And that's what the Torah says. They love when they say it's not that even though it's prohibited to enter, prohibited for one to put himself into suffix sakona, that's for no reason at all. So that's what a person does for a living. So that's understood that they're up in the order to do that. So then you're allowed to do it. Then you're allowed to do it. Why? Because the people who do it for a living are not nervous about it.
If you travel on a car and you're saying the Jacksons and the airplanes, all these things are.
Yeah. Whatever people are not nervous about is Musa, but he says, there are some things that some people are nervous, other people are not. So a lot of things like that. For the one who's nervous, it's called the Sabbatana. For the one who's not nervous, it's not. So for the one who has to do it for Panosa, does it mean that he's not nervous? Otherwise, he would take a different job. And for the other people who don't do it for Panosa, even if he's a daredevil, he would jump off the Empire State Building, we say, no, he's not allowed to do this for fun. Even though he personally is not so nervous, we say it's not right that he's not nervous. Is a person permitted to put himself into selfish sakonis and save someone from a vadai sakonis? It's a big shaylin in Poskim. Is one permitted to put his life into selfish sakonis in order to save another person from a vadai sakonis? Yeah, chemet is sure. We know for sure that people are going to get killed. That's a special hesed. Chemet is a special hesed. Mechamis Rishus, Mechamis Mitzvah, we don't get on those soldiers. That's the third is a special hetter mitzvah to kill others, if you get killed yourself.
That's called the tikkun.
Yeah, that's a special din. But let's say on a private basis. But that's the big deal, that the Siyasif in the end of Choshe Mishpat quotes that Shaila, and the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchot Shabbos quotes the Tzadikot Nefesh, and it's a serious Shaila. Is it permissible? Is one obligated, or is it committed, or is it forbidden? Three possibilities. To put himself into Safik Sakana in order to save someone else from Avada Sakana. That's a big deal. The Rav once told over the story in Shia about the Ger Tzedek from Vilna, Rav Patovsky, I think, that once something had been stolen from one of the churches in Vilna, and they were conscious that it was stolen by a Jew. So they arrested three Jews. They were going to kill them. They had suspicion on them. They were going to kill the three Jews. And all the Jews knew that they were innocent, that they had nothing to do with it. So the Stam not doable. So the Ger Tzedek came to the Vilna Gaon and he asked him the Shaila, am I permitted to go and admit that I did it, that I stole it? Because since I was originally a goy and then I converted, so maybe they won't kill me. They may be more interested in killing me. They may be less interested in killing me. He said he wasn't sure. So he said, as far as they're concerned, it's Vadai Sakonis Nefoshim. The government said they were going to kill these three Jews. As far as I'm concerned, it's only a topic. I may be able to delay my way out of it. So yes, the goy, is he permitted to go and admit that he was guilty for stealing the Kashitim of the Avodah Zarah in order to get the others off the hook? So the Rav told over the story that the Goyim said it's a serious shot, I have to think about it, come back tomorrow. And he didn't come back. He went and he volunteered himself. And I think that's when they killed him, huh? Is that why? I don't remember. I think that was when they killed him, and he admitted that he had...
Glenn told him. Two together.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a shayla. That's a serious shayla. One's admitted to put himself into a safek sakone in order to save someone else from a vade sakone. If I won't do anything, the other guy's vade gonna die.
It's just why
don't
it's
a yeet,
probably.
I'm not gonna go.
Yeah. He allowed it to do it.
That's a din of Muhammad. Let's say a soldier knows that he's going to get killed by doing this thing, and the commander says you have to do this. He don't say, Koch Nefesh, I'm not allowed to do it. And Muhammad is Muhammad, he may not want to do it, he may not do it, but the Allah says he's Muhammad to do it. And the commander is not tied any other for sending him there. That's Allah in war, you have a head of Romans.
There's
two people here with you. Same Shaila. Same Shaila. Yes, Ameh has an interesting one. Same Shaila. There's a man claims he has a mocker to be punished, that is prohibited. There's a Mishnah in Sacharifus, a Shveir Botan, he has a Charifus. There's a Mishnah in Makkah that says that a Horik Bishogi, a Chomish says, a Horik Bishogi has to go to the Ori Mikvah. They have to stay there till the Kangaral dies. And he's never permitted to leave the Ori Mikvah till the Kangaral dies, just what it says in the Chomish. So the Mishnah says in Makkah, he's not permitted to leave, even if they need him for some very important mission, and even if he's the Star Shroi Yisrael, even if he's the general of the army, the Jewish army, and they're waging war, he's not allowed to leave the Ori Mikvah in order to lead the army. That's the Mishnah. So the Eretz Ameach says, why not? I start Pikuach Nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh of Chali, so it's not Zeicher, it's Mitzvah of sitting in the Ori Mikvah. So he says, there it is, because the girl Adam may kill him. So his Safik Sakona, because he's not permitted to put himself into Sofik Sakana, even though he knows he's going to save many people from a Avada Sakana. That's what he claims. You can think that is, he brings a Haritha Sikha Raya from the mission. He says the reason why he's prohibited to leave is because the Gal Adam will be allowed to kill him because he's putting himself into Sofik Sakana. So the Pashtun says that's not the reason. The reason is that he can get another general. Oh, that's included in the Pashtun, that he's not allowed to leave. It's not because of the Shabbat Shabbat. Yes, the Kasha says, the Kroch Nefesh of the Kroch Nefesh should be done to his mitzvah of sitting in the army. So he says, no, because he's putting himself into Shabbat Shabbat. But that's a Shailen Din, that's a serious show. Is one permitted to put himself into Shabbat Shabbat? So again, so Rabbi Yehudi says that this time he learned three dinos from Eliyahu. The first din is Einach Nasim Lechuvah. Some have heard him say, Einach Nasim means serious. Shalita. That's how some want to say. Shalita. Because otherwise, Mira Yeshu didn't know this din, Enech Dosim Lekuvah. Because they didn't know. That's how much I learned on this. Enech Dosim. Vilma Maradishim is Palam Mader. I learned when you committed to Davin on the highway. Vilma Maradishim is Palam Mader. It's Palam Chilak Sora. Even though usually a body is like a man that is Palam Havi Neyru, but it's just a Shal Hatzchak when you committed to. And then Eliyahu HaNavi asked him, what did you hear? He heard the Baal Kol crying from heaven, why I had to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. And Eliyahu HaNavi says that the Baal Shalom does it 3 times a day, he cried. And that's why we quoted on his daf. The Gemara said earlier on the daf that 3 times a day at the switching of the Mishmaros, that was the question, when? The beginning, the end, the middle. There was a Shaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, and the Rosh comments, what is the Gemara giving a whole lot of riches? When did the Baal Shalom is crying? Because it's Negev for us, whenever he's crying about the Churban HaBayis, that's when we, Yirei Shamayim, should cry about the Churban HaBayis. That's what's quoted in the Shulchan. And the Hanavi, we don't hear that Basco. The Basco cries 3 times a day. We never hear that Basco. Yes. The Basco is not intended that we should hear it. The Rebbe Shlomo is cresting wherever he is in heaven. He's cresting. Somehow the Hanavi knew that the people who are in that Kuba would hear the Basco.
When you're placed, when you fight, you hear Basco.
It says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in the very beginning, that the Yirei Shamayim should all wake up at Chatzos and say, Kitchen Chatzos, they should cry about Kuvim Beit HaMikdash. We don't even go to sleep by yet. Some Achrenim say that if you went to sleep after Chatzos, there's no Ruach Rosh Hashanah on any time, so you don't have to wash Negel Vas in the morning. The three reasons why washing Tilas Hazayim in the morning, one reason is because of Ruach Rosh. So some Achrenim say, that the Ruach Rosh is called at Chatzos, that the person was awake at Chatzos, went to sleep after Chatzos, that the Sotik Baruch in the morning, what he says, because there are three reasons, the only time you say Baruch on the Tilas Hazayim is when you have all the three reasons. So some say that there's no Ruach Rosh, you go to sleep after that.
If he's alive, there's no Ruach Rosh.
If he's alive,
he's
awake. If he's awake, if he's awake, then the Ruach Rosh is not Shor Aleh. They said it's only Shor at the moment of Chatzos.
If he's asleep.
If he's sleeping at Chatzos.
Well, why isn't he awake? Why shouldn't
he show up? No, that's not the Shor Aleh. Things are actually going on today.
Wait for him to show up.
If you're not going to sleep on it, different opinion.
Why is it Shor Aleh? Why is it
Shor Aleh?
We're not sure when there's money wrong. The Gemara gets different opinions when there's money
wrong.
We should say part of our Bechias on the Chuz Beit HaMikdash at the time that the Rabbanu Shlomo is showing. Coincide with the Rabbanu Shlomo showing. So when is he showing? So the Gemara gets a different money. Or does money not contradict anything? That's what he says. He doesn't know. Shlomo Rabban says he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that what they quote from the gun, he woke up at Chatzos and he says Tikkun Chatzos means Tuvim. He woke up at Chatzos and he learned, and then he said Tikkunim later, when it was the beginning of the Ashmur Achrim. Rashi at the end of the Zaita Bracha comments on the Pasuk Asher Shibarto. So he says Yashiter Asher Shibarto. At the end of the Chumash, the Torah is praising Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, all the great things that he did. So one of the great things that he did was that he smashed the Luchas. How is that a praise of Moshe Rabbeinu? He was supposed to say, Rashi said, yeah, the Medrash said that he did the right thing. The Baruch Shalom gave me Yashikar. What did the Baruch Shalom give me Yashikar for? Alright, the Baruch Shalom wasn't angry. What did he give me Yashikar that he smashed the Luchas? So the Psalm of the Pshat is a Rashi and Parshas Bereishis also quotes another Medrash. That when the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the sea voyage, that all of the different grasses should grow, and all the different trees should grow. So he gave the sivui on the trees that they should grow separately. Luminayim. So you shouldn't have an apple tree and a pear tree and an olive tree and a grapevine. Everything all murabim. Everything should be separate. So the grasses and the vegetables were done a kavachomer ben afshom. The madach on the trees that are going to be yikar anyway. If you're going to have an apple tree next to a pear tree, next to an olive tree, next to a grapevine, they're going to be yikar anyway. Still, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave it sivui. You have to grow separately. And certainly the grasses, which are such tiny little things, they certainly have to grow separately. They made a kavachayim and then they grew separately. What do you mean they grew separately? Was it bal tchira? The grass is a bal tchira that it makes a kavachayim and then it decides how it's going to grow. It's not shver, but so in the sum of what it means, what the gemara, what the medrash, not just quoting a medrash, some of what the medrash means to say is that a kavachayim means that it's included in the original statement when the Rav Shlomo gave it Tzivoy Hashem that the trees should grow separately. They never said anything about the grasses and about the vegetables. So it's much of a matter as if the Rav Shlomo put this into a computer. And the computer is set up in such a way that if you make a Tzivoy on trees, so the computer knows to build up a Kavachimer for the grass and for the vegetables. And Mela doesn't mean that the grass decided on its own to make a Kavachimer. When the Tzivoy was given on trees, so automatically the Kavachimer happens automatically by itself. So Makar, that's what it means. It doesn't mean that the grass was about clear and made a kalachayim. It means to say when you have a kalachayim that's correct, it's included in the original Tzivoy Hashem. So that's what the Gemara says on Masechah Shabbos. In Perek Omer Rabbi Kiva, why did Moshe Rabbeinu smash the Luchas? The Gemara says he was down a kalachayim. That Ma'adah, according to Pesach, only one of the Tzarev Mitzvah Shateres. It says in the Chumash, Kol Banecha Lo Yechol, but you're not permitted to feed according to Pesach to one who is a Mishum Adla Vidizot, one of Shum Tzavu Dizot. So the Asheres Adibus, the Lucas, that's called up to Rekuli, he certainly prohibited to give to a woman. So based on Akavachan, he smashed the Lucas and he never delivered it. So the Rebbe Shlom gave him a Yashikah. What did he give me? Yashikah for smashing the Lucas? He said, yeah, that was included. The Akavachan was Emmet. The Rebbe Shlom gave him a Yashikah. It's like when the Hachanim dash in a din. A lot of times the din seems very strange to us. That's it, made a Akavachan, they come up with a din there, right? They're a din there, a bottom. Seems very strange to us, but we should know that the Rebbe Shlom is asking on Yedayim. The Gemara says in the end of Makkah that the different things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, and every time the Shekhinah was masking with him. When he spirit made the Isha, the Shekhinah was masking with him. When he smashed the Lucha, the Shekhinah was masking. And so too, it's like all the generations. We assume that whatever the Chachamim, Darshan is in, or the Kaveh, is in the right, is in the Rabbanon, it's right. Not that we have to follow them, even though it doesn't make sense, and even though it's wrong. The authority is binding, even though it's an error. No. The authority is binding, even if it seems to us to be an error. I think I mentioned it more because we have a Huna that it's not an error. We assume that it's correct, that whatever is the Kavachimer is included in the original deal. So because that's what it means, that the Rav Shlomo gave Yashikaya, you dash in the Kavachimer correctly, and you pass him right. It's not correct.